you do? Who did you know better, the people at home or people at work? Home? Same comment, everybody? You know, in seminars outside, often I get the response, I know, sabi niya, Alex, nakakahiya aminin sa'yo, I know the people at work better than I know the people at home. But the prevalent answer is, I know the people at home better than I know the people at work. Now, that's kind of natural, isn't it? Though my question is, why don't we know the people at work more? We will probably not know them as well as the people at home, but why don't we know them more? Why don't we know them more? And I'm presuming, in terms of relationship quality, your relationship quality at home is better than at work? Or not necessarily? Not necessarily. Okay, so, okay. That's okay. But in terms of knowing people, why don't we know people at work more than we do now? Yes. Bingo. We are too focused with work. We don't care about their personal lives. Okay? Nothing wrong with focus on work. That's what we're supposed to do. But why don't we? Because we don't care, no? Are you in agreement that we don't really care? Yes, sometimes. As Christians, we'd like to believe we care. Edralyn.
Sometimes, mas marami tayong oras with people at home than the people at work.
Really?
For personal.
Really? We spend more waking hours with people at work than we do at home. We spend more time sleeping at home than being awake. Hindi po ba? Okay, let's deal with this. How many of you think we don't have time to relate to people at work at on a personal basis? Time is an issue. Let's say time is an issue. Okay. All right. Let me give you some information. I will tell you, you have 7.5 hours a week to relate to people without removing 1 hour, 1 minute from work, 1 minute from commute, and 1 minute from family time. You have 7.5 hours a week. Ask me where. Shak na shak si Sheena. Ano? 1 hour lunch break times 5. It's 5 hours. 15 minutes coffee in the morning, 15 minutes coffee in the afternoon. Half an hour times 5 is 2.5 hours. You add those two up, it's 7.5 hours. We have 7.5 hours of time every week to relate to people. And it will not take time away from work, away from commute, and away from family time. We have more time than we think. And so why don't we do it? Because we don't. Wow, we don't care. We're Christians and we don't care. But that's the truth. Let's do one more survey, okay? Turn the page. How well do you know your people? On page 14 is the sheet, but instructions, take a few minutes to fill out as much of the personal fact sheet form as you can for your direct reports or other people who have an impact on your performance. Again, the same four people na lang, four people, kasi work relationships only, okay? So, I want you to do on the form following that, it's called personal fact sheet, can you see it? Okay, what I want you to do is on the left-hand column, put the names of the people. The names of the four people. Okay? Dyan sa form. Put the names of the four people you just assessed, yung relationship with them. And I want you to fill up as much of the blanks from left to right. Okay? I won't give you much time because typically it's irrelevant. You probably don't need as much time because you don't know anything about your people. Just joking. So I'll give you 3 minutes. Ready? Go. 3 minutes. Okay. How did you do? Scale of 10. 1, you don't know them at all, and 10, you know everything about them. How many of you will rate yourselves 10? Okay, 9? 8? Isang 8? Okay, 3, okay. 7? 6? Would you say you don't know your people very well, generally speaking? Would that be? So let me ask you why. This is not intimate information. I mean, di ba? Tagasan ka. Tagal na natin magkasama sa church. Hanggang ngayon, hindi ko alam tagasan ka. Nasawa ka na ba? Oh, really? Lala anak mo. I mean, this is as natural as, di ba? Okay, now, listen to me. Is it possible? See, when you do not know people on an individual basis, okay, what makes me a human being to you is my birthday, my name. Oh my goodness, ang haba pangalan mo. You know, my name, my birthday, whether I'm married or not, whether I have children or not, where I went to school, what my course was. I mean, that's what individualizes me, okay? Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen, we have those details will identify me as an individual human person, okay? If you don't know those things about your people, is it possible we have, in effect, dehumanized the human resource? Have we dehumanized the human resource? See, wittingly or unwittingly, okay? And I'm speaking from my own experience in dehumanizing human resources. That's why I'm teaching you this, because all of these are my sins that I have put into a seminar. Okay? Okay? I dehumanize the human resource. And you know what happens when you do that? You take away the human resource na lang siya. And you know what happens when you look at people as resources, not human resources? You develop a utilitarian mindset. Did you hear that? You become user-friendly. As in, you use people. Unwittingly. Because you're a Christian. You love Jesus. So do I. But you know what? By virtue of my Christianity, it will not necessarily make me a caring person. Unless I learn it. Unless I cultivate the habit of getting to know my people on an individual basis. Okay? I mean, you need to cultivate relationships. If you want to cultivate relationships, you need to care for people. Okay? Now, I can't care for you if I don't know anything about you. Example, Faye, are you married or single? All right. What if I didn't know that about Faye? And I asked Faye, hey, Faye, how's the husband? Dalaga pa po ako. So, wow, what kind of a pastor am I? So I just gave Faye a template greeting, which means I don't really care. I'm being a politician. So, leadership is influence. You cultivate influence by developing relationships. You cannot develop relationships unless you know people. You have to connect with people and get to know them as individual human persons. Okay? And so, when I was working, my secretary bailed me out. She would tell me whose birthday it is today. My wife would bail me out. She would tell me whose birthday among my disciples is it today. So she took care of the ministry relationships. My secretary took care about the corporate relationships. But when I retired, I said, wow, how can I remember everything? So this form reflects my own weakness. It is my own way to cope with that weakness, that I'm going to develop a personal fact sheet about my people. Okay? One day, my boss, he was the president of Del Monte, I was vice president, he knocked at my door. He said, Alex, it was lunchtime, are you free for lunch? I'm buying. Ang pangalan si Paul. Sabi ko, Paul, the operative phrase is you're buying. You're my boss and you're buying. Of course I'm free for lunch. Our office was in Citibank, Paseo de Rojas. So we went to Manila Pen. And he was the president. Okay, so he booked us a table in that restaurant where it was a fondue restaurant. You cook the food in front of you. And he ordered 2 glasses of red wine, delicious red wine. And I was having a ball. But then it struck me, teka muna, this is unnatural. What on earth is going on here? Am I being fattened for the slaughter? Am I about to lose my job? Am I about to get a very lousy performance appraisal? I was quickly running in my head, did I miss a deadline? Sino hindi kumota? Am I in trouble? And I couldn't get an answer. So I said, Paul, I give up, but why are we having lunch again? I mean, Alex, didn't you know? It's your 15th year anniversary in Del Monte. I just wanted to celebrate it with you. My goodness. Wow. My esteem for Paul Donoa went from here to there. Because I concluded, this guy, he cares for me. Now, I'm sure he charged the expense to the company. But that's okay. He cares for me. So, I mean, how did you know? So, I mean, it's my business to know. So he took the initiative to find out what my work, when my work anniversary was, took the initiative to tell his secretary, book us a table at the fondue restaurant, and then he took the initiative to tell me, hey, let's go have lunch. I'm not suggesting you bring your people to the Manila Pen. But if you know them, what if you say, no more, pag-uwi mo sa bahay, sabihin mo kay Mrs., happy anniversary, assuming you're married. Are you married? Let's say Nomer was married. Oh, Nomer. Pag-uwi mo, sabi mo kay Mrs., happy anniversary. And, wow! You know, how did you know? It's my business to know. See, what did it cost me to greet him a happy anniversary in terms of pesos? In terms of calories, walking from my office to his cubicle, maybe three calories, which I needed to lose anyway. But what will be the effect on Nomer? He's going to say, wow! Yung si Alex eh, akala ko jerk lang yan eh. Mabait pala. And a relationship will be built. Are you with me? Now I know you guys, I don't want you to scan this form and email it to your group and tell them, please fill it up ASAP and return it to me. Okay? I want you to use it as an agenda for developing a relationship. Saying, tagal na kayo magkasama, hindi ko alam tagasan ka. Tagasan ka ba? It is as natural as we Filipinos do. If we care enough. Okay? Did you hear that? If we care enough. Next is the contact calendar. Okay? How often do you connect with your people? I want you to develop a connection calendar for each of your direct reports or volunteers and other key people to ensure you connect with them, each person regularly. Okay? How often should you connect with people? Once a week? What is a connection activity? Okay. I ask Hazel, I want you to, update me on this project of ours. Okay. So Hazel comes to my office and she's updating me. After 10 minutes, the update is finished. Hazel stands up to leave. I say, by the way, Hazel, what's your hobby, Hazel? What do you do? Okay. What about fitness? Any? Do you have any fitness regimen? Any other hobby other than mauling? Okay, let's say I know that. When Hazel stands up to leave, I'm going to say, oh, Hazel, by the way, how has mauling been lately? See, I'm now going to talk about her interests. A connection activity is 1 minute to 5 minutes. A conversation that has nothing to do with me, but has everything to do with my people. Her interests, her hobbies, her life. Okay? Sanay kasi ako lahat ng mga nag-a-attend, may asawa na eh, kanya, you know, how's the wife, how the kids. So I need to adjust when I do a victory thing because, how's the mauling, how's the, you know, whatever. Okay, so that is a connection activity. Okay, 1 minute to 5 minutes, a conversation that has to do with the individual. Not me, not the ministry, not the work, but the individual. Okay, so yun yung connection activity. In that connection activity, you ask a question. The question will be the blanks in the personal fact sheet. That's a good way to start a personal fact sheet. Okay? So I want you to put an X on the day. The monthly calendar is a 31-day calendar. You put an X on the day that you want to connect with that person and encircle it when it's done. Okay? So what is the frequency? Ang cycle niyan is 1 week. The annual calendar is just for monitoring purposes. Lahat ng naka-insert ka, lagay mo sa annual calendar, makikita mo where your time gravitates. This will sound very structured to you, but let me tell you again, my weakness, and the way I solve my weakness is to develop frameworks to combat my weakness. This is the best antidote to cronyism and favoritism. Did you hear that? The best antidote to cronyism and favoritism. Why? If you do not deliberately schedule connection activity with each of your people, you will gravitate towards those with whom you have better chemistry. Did you hear me? You will gravitate to your favorites. And I have an announcement to make. Your people know who your favorites are. Ay, na naman sila. Glance na naman sila. E, chipwera na naman ako. You see? Our people know who our favorites are. Halatang halata po tayo. Did you hear that? But you know what? It's okay. If I am not your favorite, it's okay. As long as I get my minimum dilig. If I get my minimum connection activity with the boss. Hoy, ano naman sila? O yung barkada. Pero okay lang ako. Kasi, pag nag-coffee break si Alex, dadalawin naman ako. Are you with me? As long as I get my minimum dilig, I will not be upset. Because I understand you, you're a human being, you have better chemistry with others than with me. But I like you, I respect you, because when it's coffee break, and there's a pattern, sometimes it's MWF, sometimes TTH, Alex gets his mug, walks over, and bothers me for 5 minutes. Okay? And that's what I did in Del Monte. I never had coffee break alone. Never had lunch alone. If it's coffee break, I get my mug and say, who do I bother today? Then I go and bother that person. How's the mauling? How's the YouTubing? How's the Facebooking? Whatever you guys do, all right? You see? So, yun ang connection activity. Okay? So, this is going to be terribly structured and it's too restrictive, but I'm telling you, it works. After a while, you get the hang of it. You get the hang of it. And you don't need it anymore because it's ingrained in you. MWF is going to be, it's going to be connection activity. TTHS, it could be meetings. But we're talking about outstanding people management. You wanna be an outstanding people manager? Make sure you structure your time so that you connect with everyone in your team so that they are engaged with you and you are engaged with them. And remember, I said coffee break. I said lunch break. It has not taken 1 minute away from work. It takes what? It takes a heart that cares and a mind that disciplines the heart that says, I'm going to structure my activity so that I'm going to connect with my people because I want to influence them and I cannot influence them unless I have a relationship with them. Okay? So, I have a 1 minute. How many of you are parents? Parents. Okay, ito na nga ba sinasabi ko pa victory. Puro dalagat binata kasi. Anyway, for the sake of the two parents, I have a 1 minute parenting seminar. It's very quick. Are you ready? After one sentence, it's finished. Okay? Rules without relationship breeds rebellion. End of parenting seminar. Rules. Excuse me. Rules without relationship breeds rebellion. Okay? That applies to young people who are volunteering under you. Kung puro ka rules, walang relationship, ayoko na dyan. Ayoko na sa ministry niya. Puro kami trabaho. When you ask young volunteers, ba't mo gusto mag-volunteer? Sarap eh. Saya namin. What they mean is they have a relationship with the one overseeing volunteers. I was talking with Nomer earlier. You know, churches, Victory included, every nation included, are notorious for misusing volunteers, mismanaging volunteers. We church people are notorious for mismanaging, misleading volunteers. Okay? Sumipot siya. No one tells him or her what to do. Sometimes he or she is not deployed. After 4 hours, he or she decides, ayoko na, win ako. Lano pa lang nangyayari dyan eh. E paano? Walang job description. Walang structure. Walang process. So, you need to develop relationships with people so that you can influence them. All right. What else do you want to tell you? It's too late for that exercise, but that's okay. We have 30 minutes extra later. Page 18. You strengthen relationships by being a genuinely caring person. Okay? Strengthen relationships by being a genuinely caring person. Okay, I want you to get a partner. Okay, yung katabi mo pwede mong partner. Okay, partner two. Okay, si Ethel walang partner. I need a partner for Ethel. Yun, si Val walang partner. So, Ethel or Val, you meet in between or you. Okay, sit with your partner. Okay, all right, now. I will tell you how not to connect with people. I'm going to try to connect with JC here. Okay, everyone look at me. I'm going to connect with JC the wrong way. All right? Are you married?
Yes.
Yeah, how many kids?
Expecting one.
All right, good. I'm going to connect with JC the wrong way. Okay, here we go. JC, how are you? Okay, how's the wife? Great. Okay, how's the baby?
Healthy.
Okay, good. Hey, great. I love you, brother. What was wrong with that? No eye contact. There's no connection. It's the height of insincerity and lack of care. Okay? So I'm going to ask you to do an eye contact exercise. This is your partner. Okay? You cannot talk. Face your partner. I want you to look into your partner's eyes. Okay? Look at me. I'm going to look at Kat. Look at me, okay? Look at me. I'm going to look at Kat. Pag napagod ako, I can go like this, but go right back. Or I can go like this and go right back, okay? You're not going to hypnotize your partner. You will not terrorize your partner. I want you to look into the eye of your partner as an engagement exercise. And then we'll process it, okay? We'll process it. Are you ready? And go. No talking, just looking. You can giggle, you can laugh. Look at your partner. Time. How did that feel? Awkward? Unanimous? Ano ba? Comfortable, uncomfortable? Uncomfortable. What else? Hindi nagsasalita, nakakainip. Okay? Yeah, it's unnatural. Okay? Now, I learned this in a presentation skill seminar in way many years ago in Del Monte. The company brought to the Philippines a Shakespearean actor from Broadway, and a very regal personality, and he was teaching us how to speak effectively in front of an audience. And he said the importance of eye contact. Okay? Now, he said, what you do is you take one person, look her in the eye, and make a point. And then get another one in the audience, look her in the eye, make a point. Take another person, look him in the eye, make a point. Another one, look him in the eye, make a point. Another one, look him in the eye, make a point. Look her in the eye, make a point. Okay? Make a point. Now, if there are 100 people in the audience and you only connected with 15 or 20 in 30 minutes of speaking, you know what, sabi niya? The entire audience will feel you connected with them. Because they will feel that as you connect with individual people. Okay? Now, so he made us go through this thing. Malas ko naman. Katabi ko is the manufacturing VP. I was the marketing VP. Marketing VPs and manufacturing VPs are distinguished by their mutual hatred for one another. Okay? He did not like me. I did not like him. In fact, I'm putting it mildly. He probably hated my guts. And in all honesty, I probably hated his guts. So we were together. And as I looked into his eye, that experience, it was the closest thing to hell I have been to on earth. Okay? So, sabi niya, you must develop a mindset of compassion and sympathy. Okay? Develop a mindset of compassion and sympathy. And realize, sabi niya, it's a lie. The eye is not a window to the soul. The other person has no idea what's in your soul. He can't see. She can't see. Only God can see your soul. So don't worry about it. the other individual feels as vulnerable as you. Okay? But I want you to look at the other person with compassion. That person has the same problems as you, same insecurities as you, probably needs as much help as you. He's probably as uncomfortable as you, but he or she is a human being. And you can connect with that person like a human being, okay? Before lunch, you will earn your lunch through this once more. With this new mindset, let's do it again. Are you ready? Sandali lang, this is just 10 minutes. Just joking. Ready? And go. Don't worry. The last time we did this, nothing was developed. Hang in there. Time. Was that better? Was that a little bit better? You see, a mindset of sympathy and compassion. Bring that home. When you talk to your siblings or parents, do you have a mindset of sympathy and compassion? You know, it changes everything. It changes everything. You can be a very good connector because of a mindset of compassion and sympathy. Okay? And people need someone to connect with them because few people connect. Are you listening? Few people actually connect. And so you'll stand out like, I like that person. And they'll say, bakit? Ay, uncle, lalang. I'm comfortable. I feel he or she connects. And that's when you begin to become a much better people manager.